All right, welcome back. Well, I couldn't get senior, so I did one better. And I moved up the food chain, and I found Junior. So Joe Pace Jr. Joins us on the program. And if you've lived under a rock and you're not following things, he's the captain, he's the head coach, he's the general manager, he's the bus mechanic, probably going to drive the Zamboni, and just about anything else that you need done with Prowler Hockey. This is the man that you need to come and find. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me.
So you actually looked this up.
So, well, you know, obviously when I got asked that, I had to, like, Google check it. And, yeah, that, like, I guess the best I could do is Hockey DB and Elite Prospects. And, yeah, that was the best I could come up with. So
1908, a guy in Montreal was the last guy to hold all the titles for a franchise.
Yep, after that, they didn't let him be GM anymore. He could be player head coach, but he couldn't be GM also.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, after this happened and after Barry told me, you know, you'll be taking this job, and I was a little weary, but they said, you know, he goes, the guy in Danville turned it down, but he'll be working for a guy younger than him now. I was like, well, you know, like you said, I'm at the top of the food chain, so no reason I'm not here, so... well, you know, I figured it was time. If anyone was about to do it, it had to be me.
Yeah, and at some point, this is kind of what you've been driving for, isn't it? I mean, because you've been working in the office. You did it in Danville and helped get that franchise going, and you've been doing it since you've been here in Port Huron.
No, yeah, like running practices, you know, working in the office all summer, you know, being a part of the front office during a season, you know, none of that is a stranger to me. You know, now, you know, not having anyone else to kind of, you know, really, like, depend on, you know, obviously I'm the guy everyone's dependent on now, and I have some helpers that I could pass out some duties to, and, we're ready to go. But, I never thought that I would be in Reggie Dunlop's shoes, because I watched the movie and I said, oh, that would be really cool to be a part of that era. And I guess I always wished I was born years ahead of my time. And, it's just wild now to think that I'm going into the season going to try to do the same thing, but with no Joe McGrath in the front office.
So the first thing that I was asked when this news came out that you're going to be handling the player coach thing and being the GM, was somebody asked me, does this mean Joe has to behave himself on the ice now because he's a front office guy? And I said, I bet you it's not going to change a thing.
Well, you know, I know, like, that I definitely have to be better. And everyone out there, I will definitely try to be better. But, you know, I do have a good group of guys around me, so I am play hockey, and if something happens, like, I am going to have a good group of guys on me that know how to rally together, because they all had to do it last year. There were games where senior was suspended. You know, you could so much on the bench at that moment, and we all rally together, and, you know, we're pretty good communicators, and we treat each other like family. So I'm happy so many of them have the opportunity to come back and want to come back, because it's going to make this transition an easy one. But, I hope someone will step up to the plate, even if they don't have that bone of aggression in them. I hope they get a little bark, a little bite, because, I do hope to spend more time on the ice and on the bench than in the stands.
It does help having some other veteran guys around, and I don't know exactly who's coming back. It's hard to tell in the minors from year to year. But if you've got guys who have, you know, been with the program for a couple of years, it certainly is going to make it a lot easier for you, too, on the ice. Because, you know, kind of the makeup of the teams in this league is you got half the veterans and then half the young guys. But the young guys can look to the veterans for guidance if you're busy handling other things.
No, absolutely, and that's kind of how the last couple of seasons have gone already. And, you know, someone asked me, like, how do you plan on doing it? It's like, well, I've had to do it a few times here and there over my course now in the FHL, and I've seen it done before once in the old UHL. And, you know, like, obviously I'm going to do everything I can to give us advantage. So, you know, we're going to have to really come together, and as a team, we're going to spend a few more hours at the rink every week than every other team in the league. But we're going to get it done, and we're going to depend a lot on, like, pre-scouting and, you know, watching film. You know, the thing is, like, Elmira, new team in the league, being coached by a coach we're all very familiar with. So it's not going to be hard to go back and watch game tape from an old Watertown game that, you know, Clarkie was coaching, or an old Danville game that Clarkie was coaching, and be able to point out things that he always likes his teams to do before we play him opening weekend in, you know, in New York. So, you know, we're going to do everything we can to give him an advantage, because, you know, nowadays hockey fans think by not having three coaches on the bench with three iPads and not having a guy up in the skybox radioing down plays that no one could coach. So, you know, I guess we're going to have to prove everyone wrong.
You know, the fun part about it this year, as I look into it, like the first 3 years that we've had the league here in Port Huron, I could kind of look at it and go, okay, these three teams are good, these three teams are not so good. I go into it this year for the first time going, well, okay, I know we're good. I know Watertown's pretty good. I think that Danville's solid. I think that the guys down in Carolina got a good team. I know that Robbie Nichols will do it right in Elmira. And up until yesterday, I had my hopes for Mentor because your dad was going to be there. But and I'm sure Ian Duncan will do a good job. It looks to me like, you know, there's no North Shore this year. There's six teams that are going to be competitive, and that for the first time, the league really seems up to grabs for me.
No, yeah, you know, I came here too, and it's why I'm saying that this upcoming season is year nine, and it's been a great run. We've seen so many teams come and go, but I think you have to have it, like, a league grow. Everyone gets so worried when we have teams come and go. But if you look back in the history books to the early days of the NHL was called the NHA, and they were the National Hockey Association, and they had teams in and out. They played with four teams. They played with five teams, you know. So they did everything the FHL has had to go through, and especially some other young leagues that have grown, because the SB went through years like this as well, where they had teams in and out. Teams were one and done, 1 year and out. But, you know, now, you know, once you start forming a pretty solid base, it makes it easier for new cities to jump in and get into the swing of things. And once we have a good mold and structure to, you know, how to start a franchise, you know, I think we've seen now with Carolina, if you announce a team and you wait a year and then let them have a whole year of funding and a whole year of prep work before their first games, they're a whole lot more successful than the team that's thrown together in 4 months and thrown on the ice in October.
That's a good thing. Speaking of being ready for October, do you have any plans? I know a lot of teams do a pro tryout camp, free agent camps, stuff like that. Do you feel you have any need for that here in Port Huron, or do you think that you're pretty set with a core group of players?
Well, so at our level, I like them. We do find some diamonds in the rough. Without a free agent camp like that, guys like Eggers Oselens, you never find him in the league. John Scully, you would have never found him if it wasn't for a free agent camp. 1 year, two, we had a co-rookie of the year. Both guys came out of the league free agent camp. So free agent camps are good. Right now, we do have a lot of guys on the roster that want to come back, and we have a lot of coaches at the next level that want to give us guys when their camps are over. So right now, if I did have a free agent camp, it wouldn't be fair because I don't have enough spots to even offer, and there might not even be light at the end of the tunnel for a guy coming into Port Huron and skating, especially for the first couple of weeks of the season. So I don't want to do that to guys and use it as a fundraiser and just have something that isn't meant for filling the roster. Our first year, we had three free agent camps, and we actually got players out of those. So it's not they're not bad things. They are good, but you know, I just right now I have so many guys. You know, it's kind of overwhelming to have this many guys that want to play in one place.
Yeah.
That I, you know, have to kind of, you know, have guys from last year that I might have to trade away or just turn down because there's not spots for them.
The other part of it, Joe, is when you have success, and this team was dominant last year, sometimes that means the other leagues take notice and maybe they want to look at some of your better players. Do we have guys that you know of who are going to get opportunities maybe at SB camps or something like that?
Yep. So right now the goalies are both question marks because Santa and Simons are both for sure heading to the SP for tryouts and both have mentally prepared to make those teams. Santa does have a few, like he has a few leads, few opportunities out there to get into a main camp in the coast. So that would be great experience for him to get back in there, get another tryout in the East Coast League, and you know, find a place, a home in the SP. And it would open up a window for a new goalie to step in and, you know, try to prove himself like Santa did last year. So, you know, Santa's our one guy we hope to, you know, we want to see him again, but we hope to never see him again. But amazing teammate, amazing goalie, things he did was phenomenal. And Austin Doe, he's been training all summer. He's gotten a few phone calls from SB teams. So it looks like he'll be heading back down there for main camp as well. And that's huge for him being a guy that, you know, coming in up like, you know, he's been around now 4 or 5 years and to still get another tryout chance in the SP, that's huge for him.
Is there any plan here for an expansion draft for the two new teams, or are they going to forego that?
So I think they were like their original plan was to go on a kind of a buddy system, kind of a gentleman scale, like, hey guys, not every team re-signs all 18 new year players anyway, because this was the first year they thought they weren't going to need new teams. They thought everyone was staying. So at the beginning of last year, they put into effect that at the end of the season, all teams will protect all 18 of their players. Well, at the end of the year, we needed more teams. We had expansion teams. And they kind of just suggested that, like, hey, Joe, like, now that you're in charge, you know, whatever players you're not going to, you know, have a spot for, you know, work out a way to trade them or, you know, find a way for futures to get them to, you know, Elmira or Mentor. But, you know, I really think that they should get a dispersal draft or expansion draft. They should get one. It's not fair to not do one.
Yeah, you know, even though a lot of times, you know, you might pick like 7 or 8 guys in one of those things and only get 1 or 2 of them that actually show up and play for you, it's still nice to have a guy or two familiar with the league, familiar with the rinks that you go and play in, rather than just starting all fresh and maybe having a bunch of guys that, you know, they're deer in headlights because they've never been in McMoran Arena or they've never been to the rink in Elmira or they've never walked into Danville or Watertown and experienced something like that.
No, yeah, like I think that it helps to have a few guys that are familiar with the league and even, yeah, the travel of the league, anything. There's so many logistics that go into a season that, you know, it helps to have guys that have been around the block before with you. And even, like you said, even if it's just one guy that's your one older veteran and you want to have a young team, that's fine. You know, even if you want to have a young team for your budget and you couldn't afford to have older guys, still to have a captain that's been around the block and not, you know, a new fresh face would make it easier on the coach or whoever's with them. And, yeah, so I just feel for him because I know you can find players. There's a million hockey players out there that are capable of playing at a high level. And, you know, I know Clark, he's a good recruiter. He could find 18 guys that could play, but it's still not fair to, you know, get to have a few guys that are unprotected. It wouldn't have been fair for Vegas to come in and not sign any player that was under contract with another team.
Yeah. Hey, when are you going to hit the ice here and start practicing and get the guys in town and going?
Well, we're still looking at a concrete floor at the McMorran since that AAA tournament left town 2 years ago. But, you know, we are ready to go. I think ice will be going in first weekend in September. And, yeah, we'll be skating every morning. But all the guys could be in town end of October, and we'll get them all together, and we'll have a short little camp. And, yeah, we actually started in Elmira last weekend in October. And we're not home till November 9th and 10th, but, it's going to be weird starting two weekends on the road before we get to see everyone at home, but we'll make do.
Sometimes it's better that way. Guys get to be together as a group without distractions. Let's push season tickets, too. Those are on sale. How do we get our Prowler season tickets?
Head right down to the McMorran box office and see one of our amazing ladies down there, or you could call in. I think you could even use Ticketmaster online.
Perfect. Hey, Joe, we'll be talking to you a lot. You will, of course, have to take over your father's regular segment during hockey season here on the show.
Oh, that makes perfect sense that I'm got my own show now, like Don Cherry. I got suits like him. Now I got a show like him.
Perfect. All right. Thanks for doing this, too, kind of last second.
Okay. Well, thanks, Sex, for having me. I look forward to seeing you again soon.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. See ya.
Bye.
All right, there's Joe Pace Jr., the captain, the coach, the general manager, the bus driver. He's Mr. Everything this year for the Port Huron Prowlers. And no, I didn't ask him about his dad's situation. I can't. He works for the same guy that just fired his old man. You know he can't say anything about it, so just relax. All right, we'll take a break here, and we'll be back with more. We're going till 7 o'clock tonight. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM.